Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So I was really moved by today's readings, and the theme in it that I'm sensing for myself is definitely a theme of really the gift of an attentive and confident obedience to God's will and God's promptings. So we have in the first reading, we're continuing the story of Moses here, and this is the moment when Moses stretches out his hand and it divides the seas, and the children of Israel march through. But there's this beautiful moment in here where the Lord tells Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea. So Moses stretches out his hand, and the Lord hurls them into the midst. So you can see, like, really this cooperation that God is asking of Moses in the plan, and to have that obedience to listen. And it seems so simple, like, if Jesus is just asking Moses to stretch out his hand, he didn't say, like, divide the seas. Like, he'll take care of the dividing the seas. Moses just had to stretch out his hand. He had to have faith in those simple actions. I'm really struck by this, though, because I find, like, I tend to get a little bit anxious, or maybe I'm afraid that my pride will kick in often when I feel these promptings. So just a few days ago, I was leading some missionaries through kind of a little midsummer check-in, and one of the missionaries was sharing some of the challenges that they're dealing with for the summer. And typically I have a pretty good structure to these meetings, but I just sense, like, this moment where this missionary just kind of started to, like, fall a bit, and he kind of started to lose some confidence. You could tell he was getting a little bit irritated. And I had this, like, moment where I felt the Lord nudging me to pray with him. And I'm frustrated because, looking back, like, I sat in silence in the meeting for about probably a good solid 2-3 minutes. And there was four missionaries in the room there with me. And I enjoy the silence because it helps me discern. But I was getting frustrated because I was so clear to me the Lord was asking me to pray. But I, like, waited. And I tend to lean in that. So I tend to want to wait. But I quickly realized, after spending some time in prayer, and so I invited the missionary, one of the other missionaries, to kind of lead prayer, and it was a beautiful moment. And God clearly at work. But I saw this exchange of the Lord calling me to just do something simple, and he'll take care of the rest. And the exact same thing happened in a meeting a few days later. So a different team of missionaries and a different single missionary that was struggling, and the same thing happens. But I grew in this confidence. It didn't take me 2 or 3 minutes. It probably took me 1 or 2 minutes this time. But growing in that obedience with that dialogue with the Lord in those moments, as he calls me to stretch out my hand, or in this case, to simply offer prayer. And it's actually happened a couple of other times since then, in just the last couple of days. The Lord is working in my heart to help me, like, learn to listen and be more confident with those promptings. Now, I've done the same thing in regards to this project at Come Follow Me and this podcast. For years, I felt like I was waiting for the Lord to kind of reveal to me what was next. And I encourage people to do that, right? You don't want to ever just take initiative because God isn't acting. But I would say that it definitely took me more than a single prompt for me to kind of take that step in faith to start this project. And I have no idea where God's going to take it, but I am so confident that he encouraged me to take that first step. And already I could point to many, many fruits of what has happened. And I pray that I'm continually open to what that means and continually open to responding and growing and saying yes and doing the simple acts that he calls me to do. So when we see, I think what moved me most in this reading at the end was what happens is this whole scene happens where the waters come crashing down and the Egyptians are wiped away and the children of Israel escape with Moses and they sing this song and it's very specific. They sing, "I will sing to the Lord for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast down into the sea." They have this very specific praise. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. In what ways can we look back at the relationship, the dialogue that we have with God and our actions and our prayer? And can we look back and sing a song specifically crying out with joy for the ways that he is working? And then in the gospel passage, we find the gift of this is Jesus, who the crowd basically says, "Hey, someone, your mother, your brothers are standing outside asking to speak to you." And Jesus essentially says, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And he says, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." Today, I am prompted, inspired to be more obedient to the will of God and the ways that he calls me to be bold and doing and acting in response to his promptings. May all of us be as bold as Moses in making such simple acts through the promptings of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you and praise you for the readings for today. I thank you for the work that you're doing in my life and for the ways that you prompt me to be in relationship with you. Help me, Lord, to never delay, to respond promptly to you, to never be afraid, and help me to grow, Lord, in confidence of your promptings. Help me to grow in an awareness of your promptings in my life. And Lord, take every one of my actions and do incredible things with them, that I might cry out to you in joy and sing a song, for you are gloriously triumphant. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.